我们感谢主，这个 George 弟兄啊，又能够回到教会来侍奉。
We praise the Lord and give thanks to Him for allowing our brother George to come back to serve in the church.
但是我们也劝他不要太过于兴奋。
Of course, we encourage him and advise him not to be too excited.
Yeah, 等一下，假如说是身体弄坏了的话，这反而不太好。
We don't want him to ruin his health or ruin his progress in his recovery for if he worked so hard.
许多时候我们自己不注意，结果啊，怪什么又保守。
If we don't take care of ourselves, and then we blame God and saying he didn't take care of us.
我在这个今天啊分享信息之前，我要跟子民们讲几句话。
Before the message today, I'd like to say a few words to our sisters.
最近这几次好像都在讲子民们。
It seems like my recent messages had always been focused on the sisters.
希望你们不要认为说是长老大概对子民们有点偏见。
I hope that you won't feel like elder has some
prejudice towards them.
Prejudice towards the sisters.
或者认为圣经好像对这个姊妹们不是那样子的谅解。
Or maybe you thought that the Bible is not understanding towards the sisters.
我劝姊妹们要从另外一个角度来看这件事。
I'd recommend to the sisters that you shouldlook at these subjects from this perspective.
圣经花这么多的篇幅讲到姊妹们的事情。
The Bible spends many of its words talking about things that concern the sisters.
因为你们很重要。
Because you are very important.
的确是这个样子，等一下你就会听到我要介绍姊妹们他们的地位是怎么样。
And that is true. And later on in the message, you will hear that the Bible will explain and will introduce regarding the importance of sisters.
我们今天继续看提多书。
We continue in our study of the book of Titus.
从第一节到第十节，上一次我给了一个标题，说是神儿女该有的行为。
Verses 1 through 10was covered previously, and I had given that sermon a title, The Proper Behaviors of God's Children.
那么今天我们还在继续讲这个题目。
And so we'll continue on the same title.
因为今天我们要从第五节开始。
Well, we'll start with verse 5.
所以我们还有五节。经文讲到这个主题。
And so we have 5 more verses on this same subject.
我先把这一节圣经读一下。
I'll read this passage for you first.
谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
Verse 5, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Let us pray.
主，谢谢你给我们这些宝贵的教训。
Lord, we thank you for the precious teaching.
我们知道良药总是苦口的。
We know that the good medicine tastes bitter in the mouth.
所以当我们听到的时候，可能我们心里面会觉得不舒服。
So when we first hear these words from your scripture, we may feel uncomfortable.
但这些宝贵的话语却是为了我们的幸福来教导我们的。
But these precious words of yours are instructions to bring us joy and blessing.
我们若是遵照这些教训来生活，就是在世人的眼中一个美好的见证。
If we would take your teachings and to apply them in our lives as we live, we know that we will have good testimonies and we will receive your full blessing.
求主的圣灵今早在这里做工。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will work in our midst.
让我们欢喜快乐地领受你的话语。
When we come to receive and accept your words with gladness and joy.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
阿们。
阿们。
上一次我们讲到这个老年的妇人在教会里头要指教少年的妇人。
Last time we talked about verse 4 where it instructs the older woman in the church to train the younger woman.
上一次我们谈到爱丈夫爱儿女。
And last time we touched upon the subject of loving their husbands and loving their children.
那么今天继续再讲五样事情。
And today we'll continue on five additional aspects.
第一件事情就是姊妹们需要谨守。
The first is that sisters ought to be self-controlled.
是跟第二节的端庄其实是同一个字。
And the word is actually the same in verse 2.
讲到一个人的言语行动都是很谨慎的。
Self-control refers to one's words and one's conduct, that they must be controlled.
从前我们教会里头有一位年轻的姊妹很爱主。
Years ago, we had a young sister in our church. She loved the Lord.
但是她有一个习惯，就很喜欢笑。
She has a habit that is she laughs a lot.
而且大声的笑。
And when she laughs out loud.
她爱一个弟兄。
And she loved the brother.
这位弟兄也很爱她。
And this brother loved her as well.
那今天他们已经是夫妇。
Today they are married and they are a couple.
在当他们要讨论到婚姻的时候
，When they were discussing about marriage,
这个男孩子的家里面姊妹很多。
Well, in this brother's household, he had many sisters.
他们都不同意这个婚姻。
And not one single one of his sisters approves of this marriage.
他们没有去想到这位姊妹她是好心的她是爱主的她是爱人的。
They did not consider this sister at the church who is very gentle, who is very loving and caring, and who loves the Lord.
他们唯一的印象就这个女孩子笑的声音太大这个不是那样子端庄。
And they took one issue with this sister at church, that is, she laughs too often and she laughs too loud, and she doesn't have this self-control that a woman ought to have.
所以他们这个弟兄姊妹啊，这个一致都反对这个婚姻。
And so, all the siblings of this brother were against this marriage.
那么他们就来找我跟师母。
And so they came and sought out Mr. Chu and myself.
我们就问这个男孩子，你的妈妈怎么看这件事？
And so we asked the brother, so how does your mother view your marriage?
妈妈说，儿子啊，你喜欢的我也喜欢。
Well, the mom said, son, whoever you love, I will love too.
我说，那你喜不喜欢呢？
And so I asked the brother, do you love her?
他说我很喜欢她。
He says, yes, I do. I love her a lot.
我说按照神的道理姊妹们不能够决定你的婚姻。
I said, according to biblical principles, your siblings do not decide on your marriage.
若是你的父母反对你应该要慎重。
I said, However, if your parents object to this marriage, then you need to be very careful.
你的姊妹们反对这件事情，你可以不听。
Well, your sisters disapprove, then you are allowed to disregard their opinion.
现在他们已经结婚了十几年。
They have now been married for over a decade.
一直到今天，他的那些姐妹们看到我都不理我。
And even until today, all the sisters of this brother in the church, when they see me, they don't want to talk to me.
但是他们的婚姻十分的美满。
But their marriage is a beautiful marriage.
我们也曾经特别的提醒这个姊妹，你在行动上要比较的端庄。
Of course, separately, we have advised this sister that you need to be careful and be a bit more self-controlled, especially in public.
所以弟兄姊妹，你纵然有很好的心，你纵然有真正的爱心，你若是在行为上不是那样子的庄重的话，常常会让人误会。
And so you do need to be mindful that while you may be a great person, while you may be very loving and caring, and you have all the great qualities, but yet, if you do not have self-control, you will have disadvantages.
特别是还没有结婚的女孩子，笑的时候要稍微控制一点。
Especially for those sisters, young women who have yet to marry, be careful when you laugh.
所以啊，年轻人，你们听到啊。
So young people, remember this.
第二，讲到要贞洁。
Secondly, it says the sisters must be pure.
这是特别讲到人的道德上面的纯洁。
This purity speaks specifically to one's moral.
在男女的关系上必须要保持洁净。
You must be pure, especially with relations with the opposite sex.
这就是讲到你对你的伴侣要忠实。
It also speaks to you being true to your spouse.
那么这个字也同样的包括一个女孩子衣着上面要合乎神儿女的体统。
And this word, the purity, also refers to how a young sister dresses, that her appearance ought to be consistent with a child of God.
我们教会不立法。
We don't have any laws or ordinances that we established for this church.
但是我们教会有相当严厉的原则。
However, we do hold to a very stringent principle, a set of principles.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹们自己来遵守这些原则。
Our wish and desire is that brothers and sisters will abide by these principles on their own.
你不同意，你可以跟这个教会负责的弟兄姊妹们去申诉。
If you disagree with the principles that are being applied in this church, you are welcome and you're free to voice your opinion and objections to the leaderships of this church.
每一位弟兄姊妹的意见我们都很尊重。
We respect every single one of your opinions very much.
我们教会不赞成年轻的弟兄姊妹们衣着太随便。
Our church do not support the idea that young men and young women can dress too loosely.
我们不这个同意弟兄姊妹们星期天穿个短裤脱一双拖鞋到教会来聚会。
We don't support young men and young women come to church on Sundays wearing short shorts or wearing slippers or flip-flops.
假如你穿得很时髦的这个短裤的话，我们就更不欢迎。
Of course, if you wear short shorts that are in fashion these days, we strongly object to that kind of dress.
你穿衣服的领口太低的话，我们也觉得不太方便。
If your top has a very low neckline, the church also considers that as being inappropriate.
神的儿女在衣着上应该要庄重。
Because as God's children, we need to be mindful, being conservative in the way that we dress.
你到海边去游水，那是另外一件事。
Of course, if you're at the beach or you're going to swim, then you dress up according to what you're doing.
你到教会来敬拜神，也就不应该随便。
If you're coming to church to worship God, then you ought not to dress loosely.
我不需要穿西装。
I don't have to wear a suit on Sunday.
特别大热天， 我还穿个西装。
Especially on a hot day like this.
我只是要让弟兄姊妹们看到我敬拜神不随便。
However, I do so is for brother and sister to recognize that when I come to worship God, I am serious.
我到 Rosemy, 教会去讲道。
When I go to the Rosemy Church,
那里都是年轻人。
And when I preach there, especially the Rosemy Church are full of young people.
年轻人跟老年人有一点不同，就是没耐心。
Well, young people have a distinction from the older people, that is, they have less patience.
稍微冷一点，稍微热一点，他们就受不了了。
If the temperature is a little bit too hot or a little bit too cold, then they can't stand it.
我去的时候，他们有人讲，长老啊，你可以把衣服脱掉。
When I go and preach there, they advise me, Elder, you don't have to dress so much. You can take off some of your clothes.
我说我穿这么多衣服，就是要让这些年轻人看看。
I said, I wear this much just so that I can show the young people.
我就问年轻人，我说今天热不热？
So I asked the young people, I said, is it hot today?
哦，热。
They said, yes, it's so hot.
我说不热。
I said, it's not hot.
因为我穿衣服穿了很多。
I said, I wear a lot.
所以这个证明天气不热。
So if I wear a lot and I don't think it's hot, then that proves it isn't hot.
弟兄姊妹，你少穿衣服并不表示你就可以不出汗。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot be sure that if you dress a little less, then you won't be sweating.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说你们很少看到我出汗。
I often tell brothers and sisters, you don't see me sweat often.
这个不是我天生的。
This is not an ability I was born with.
这是我锻炼出来的。
This is something that I trained myself.
我相信一句话叫心定自然凉。
I believe in this Chinese saying that a calm heart leads to coolness.
的确是如此。
And it's true.
我从来不为说是大热天我就着急啊什么，我没有。
I never worry when the temperature rises.
我在外面穿这个衣服走也不出汗。
If I wear my coat, my jacket, and I walk outside, I won't sweat.
那当然，我假如发疯，站在这个大太阳下面半个钟点，当然要出汗。
Of course, if I'm crazy and I stand under the sun for half an hour, I will sweat.
但是在正常的情况之下，我不大出汗。
But under normal circumstances, I don't sweat much.
原因就是我从小就锻炼自己。
Because I train myself since my youth.
所以我盼望年轻人，你们不要稍微软一点衣服，脱光。
So young people, I would recommend you that you don't start taking off your clothes so easily just because it's a little bit hot.
养成一个习惯，不要太受天时的影响。
Get in a habit not to be influenced and affected by the weather too much.
我们这个人的生属性，神给了我们一个身体，这个生属性适应性是很强的。
God gave us this body. We have actually a very amazing flexibility and an ability to adapt to the environment that we're in.
所以我们在衣着上要合乎神儿女的体统。
So the way we dressed must be consistent and in accordance to how a child of God would be.
请弟兄姊妹们自己去看提摩太前书第二章第九节跟第十节。
We ask brothers and sisters to read this verse on your own from 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 9 and 10.
第三点。
Thirdly,
姊妹们要料理家务。
Sisters ought to be busy at home.
这个教训相当的不受欢迎。
Well, this teaching must be very unpopular.
因为近代的这些主妇们很少把料理家务看作是一件使人满足的工作。
Well, women today, especially in the modern society,very few women see homemaking as a very rewarding occupation.
大多数的主妇们都选择 像丈夫一样的在外面工作。
Most wives would choose to be like their husbands and have a career outside of the home.
他们认为做家务的事情是无聊。
They consider house chores as boring.
枯燥没有成就感。
Boring, dry, and no sense of accomplishment.
常常听到姊妹们在家里面做事做累了就自怨自哀。
And we often hear wives who labor all day at home and would be complaining and feeling sorry for themselves.
觉得自己很可怜。
Poor me.
跟我一样的家庭主妇跑出去做事到了这个九点多钟又在那里 coffee break, 中午的时候又出去吃 Starbucks, 什么什么这个中饭多啊这个时髦。
Other wives like me who are out in the workplaces, by 9 o'clock they have a coffee break and at lunch they can go out and enjoy all the restaurants. That's so fashionable and so cool.
所以现在的家庭主妇对料理家务认为是一个没有意义没有价值的一件事情。
So today, stay-at-home wives feel like being at home, being a homemaker is something that has no value and it's not having no sense of accomplishment.
她宁愿在外面赚十块钱付八块钱给那个佣人。
They'd rather go out and hold down a job that would pay $10 an hour so that they can turn around and pay a maid for $8 an hour.
不相信有些人可能派这个佣人呢，比他自己的收入还要高。
I'm sure there are wives out there who actually pay more to have a maid than what they make themselves.
事实上，亲爱的姊妹们，神的设计是要主妇们以料理家务为主。
The truth is, in God's perspective, His desire is to have the wives to be to focus on the care of the home as their primary responsibility.
为什么神要这样子来设计？
But why would God design it this way?
因为家庭是社会的一个根基。
Because the family unit is the foundation of a society.
而主妇，家庭的主妇是家庭的支柱。
And the wives in the household is the pillar that holds up the home.
主妇们在家里面，他们，我在此地要讲比较文绉绉的话，他是丈夫的安乐。
And so the wives being at home, they fulfill these responsibility and purpose. Number one, that they bring comfort to their husband.
我讲他是 joy and security of their husband. 因为当丈夫回到家里面的时候，太太在那个地方，丈夫的心很安逸。
When a husband comes home after a day's work, to be able to see his wife in the house brings much joy and much security.
没有一个丈夫回到家里面看不到太太而高兴的。
There is not one husband who likes to come home from a day's work to an empty house.
除非他是个不正常的丈夫。
Unless he's an abnormal husband.
祖父也是儿女们的教师。
And a homemaker also is the instructor to her children.
弟兄姊妹，这个祖父的这个地位在今天的社会里头越来越重要。
Brothers and sisters, the role of the homemaker actually is more and more important in today's society.
因为今天的小学根本不教孩子的。
Today, in our elementary schools, they do not teach your children.
从来不会跟孩子讲，你这样子做才是一个好孩子。
They never teach the children, this is how you must behave in order to be a good kid.
所教给你孩子的都是些跟他的生活脱节的一些东西。
Whatever knowledge they teach the kids in schools have nothing to do with how they should live.
还在小学里头就开始教他们 sex education。
Today, in our society, even in elementary school, they teach children sex education.
有一次，我在我小儿子的抽屉里头发现了一本书。
One time, I discovered a book in the drawers, the desk drawers of my younger son.
我那个儿子那个时候六年级。
He was in sixth grade at the time.
我一看，是讲性的事情。
I look at it, and it's a book that talks about sex.
哎呀，我心里的，我说怎么这个孩子对这些事情现在已经感兴趣了。
So I wondered to myself, I said, my son is only in sixth grade. It's at such a young age, he's already curious about sex?
所以当我的孩子从外面回来的时候，我就开始严厉的审问。
And so when my son came home, I made sure I set him down and I was interrogating him.
我心里的想，我这个儿子一听到我这样审问，一定是吓得发抖。
And I thought to myself, if I was very severe in my interrogation, then my son must be very fearful.
因为我们管孩子管得很严的。
Because we have a very severe discipline in our home.
但我把那本书从他抽屉拿着来，放在他面前的，问他这问题，这本书从哪来的？
When I took his book out of his drawer and I put it in front of him and I asked him, I said, where did you get this book?
我这个儿子哈哈大笑。
My son laughed.
Dad, this is a school textbook.
他跟我说，这是学校的教科书。
这是我大吃一惊。
That surprised me.
我说你们现在就学这个东西。
I said, you're learning about this now?
他说不只是现在，已经有了一阵了。
And he says, and this is not even the first time they've taught this. I've been taught this for some time, quite some time now.
所以我的结论，弟兄姊妹，你今天的孩子在学校里的学不到什么好东西的。
So brothers and sisters, I have a conclusion is that today in our schools, your children are not learning anything that's particularly great.
谁要来教导你的孩子？
Who should teach your children?
妈妈。
The mothers.
所以对孩子来讲，妈妈是家里面的教师。
So for the children, mothers are their instructors and their teachers at home.
所以今天许多倾心爱主的人，他们都主张要在家里头教导孩子。
Therefore, also because of that, there are many.God-fearing and God-loving families who choose to have the mother stay home to teach their kids.
师母，她已经很久都不在外面赚钱了。
And Mrs. Chu had been out of the workforce for a long time now, and so for a long time she hasn't been making money.
是我的这个小儿子五岁。六岁的时候，有一天，他跟他妈妈讲了一句话。
My younger son, when he was about 5 or 6 years old, he said this to my wife.
当我的太太问我小儿子，哎，你想妈妈替你做什么？
My wife asked the son, one day, what would you like mommy do for you?
我这个小儿子。那个时候才大概五六岁。I want you to be home.
My son, who's only 5 or 6 years old, 那时候那个小儿子就跟妈妈说：“我要你在家里面陪我。”
我回家的时候，我要看到你。
He said, "I would like to see you when I come home from school."
这句话就让我的太太就辞职。
Because of this. request my wife quit her job.
一直到今天，她没有再做事赚钱。
And up until this day, this very day, she had not worked and she had not made money for the family.
我们也没有缺一餐饭。
And we have not ever missed a meal.
所以，主妇是儿女的教师。
And so the homemaker and the mothers, stay-at-home moms, they are the teachers of the children.
主妇也是教会肢体的一个或者接待的一个所在。
The homemakers are also a place where they may receive the guests and visitors in the church.
一个主妇在教会里头最好的一件事情就是接待弟兄姊妹。
The homemakers, when they are at church, one of the greatest ministry that they can have is to be hospitable to the guests and visitors.
你做的工作，你没有可能打开你的家庭。
If you have a career, you won't be able to open up your home to receive guests.
假如你不在外面做事，你就可以 有机会把你的家打开接待弟兄姊妹们。
If you do not have a job outside the home, then you have the ability to open up your house and to receive brothers and sisters into your home.
这个对于教会的团契是一个很重要的一件事情。
For the fellowship of a church, that is very important.
我们当初在 Cincinnati 刚刚开始的聚会的时候，我们家里的每一个星期都接待弟兄姊妹。
When we started our meeting, the church in Cincinnati, our home was opened on a weekly basis to receive brothers and sisters.
星期三晚上在我们家里有祷告会。
Wednesday evenings, we have prayer meeting at our home.
星期六早上常常在我们家里头有教会里面同工的这个叫交通。
And Saturday mornings, we often have meetings among the co-workers in our home.
我很坦白地讲，那一段时间是我这一生当中最快乐的时候。
And to be honest with you, that those days were the happiest times in my life.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉主是一个人最喜乐的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, serving the Lord brings the most joy to a person's life.
因此，除非有特别的原因。
Therefore, unless there are some special circumstances or reasons,
像经济上面的需要,
for example, the financial need of the family,
现在有很多家庭一个 paycheck 已经不够了。
There are many families today in today's modern society that one single paycheck is not enough for the household expenses.
所以主妇必须要出去做工。
And so the homemaker has to go outside of the home and to hold down a job.
假如你没有这种经济上面的需要,
if you do not have the financial burden,
或者你的丈夫因为身体不好啊，这个在家里面没有收入,
or perhaps your husband is sick or ill and cannot go out and work,
那当然你只有出去赚钱。
Then of course you would have to go out and make money.
否则一个主妇应该留在家里面料理家务。
Otherwise, the wife ought to first primarily stay at home and take care of the house.
有的主妇他们没有儿女。
There are some wives who do not have children.
或者儿女都长大了。
Or maybe their children have grown and left the home.
那么在这种情形之下，你就更不需要去做工。
Well, under those circumstances, you have even less reason to go out and work.
你说一天到晚闲在家里这是不好的。
You say, well, I don't want to be idle all day and stay at home.
中国人有一句说话叫做小人闲居为不善。
As a Chinese saying that says, it is not good to be idle at home.
所以啊，这个他觉得啊，
这个不应该留在家里。
And so because of these reasons, a wife may say, I shouldn't stay home.
那么在这种情形之下，这样子的姊妹，你有更多的机会来做侍奉神的事情。
But a sister who's in that circumstance, actually have more opportunity to serve the Lord.
教会里头永远是需要人的。
There are always ministries in the church that can use more people.
慈善的机构也总是欢迎这个所谓 volunteers, 就是这个免费来工作的。
Of course, any philanthropic organizations are always looking for more people as volunteers.
这些事情，这些工作，对于家庭的主妇都是很荣耀神的事情。
And these work and these activities are all things that can glorify and brings glory to God.
那么下面还有啊一个第四项，就是要待人有恩。
Fourthly, it says here that a woman must be kind.
这就讲到这个人的温柔、有爱、富同情心。
It speaks to a person's love for others, a care for others, and being sympathetic for others' needs.
我们往往都是对那些我们觉得可怜的、值得同情的，去这样子对待他们。
We are often kind to people that we have identified as those who are in need or those who are in a pitiful state.
可是一个真正的有心侍奉神的人，他们要这样子对待那些不配、不仁慈的人。
However, one who wants to serve God by being kind are those people who are able to show kindness to the people that otherwise would be undeserving of your kindness.
世上的人都要去爱那些值得爱的。
Everyone in this world wants to love those who deserve our love.
要对那些对我们好的人去对他们好。
Those who are good to us, we want to be good to them.
但是神的性格不是如此。
But God's character is different.
神要对不仁慈的人去仁慈。
God wants to be kind to those who are unkind.
我们可以看一出圣经，在路加福音第六章。
We can look at a passage from Luke chapter 6.
第三十五节。
Verse 35.
你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们，并要借给人，不指望偿还，你们的赏赐就别大了。你们也必做至高者的儿子，因为他恩待那忘恩的和作恶的。
Luke 6:35 it says, But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back.Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked.
人多半都是忘恩的。
Most people are naturally ungrateful.
你很难找到一个纪念恩情的人。
It is very difficult to find someone who is always mindful to those who had been good to them.
很不幸的，这个事情真正是如此。
Unfortunately, that is the fact.
很少有人受了人家的好处，时时刻刻放在心上要去回报的。
Very few people are grateful to an extent that anyone who's ever showed them any kindness, they're always mindful of repaying that kindness.
人就是这样子。
That's how men are.
所以，这种人不配成为神的儿子。
And so these kind of people cannot be considered as a son of God.
你若是真正像神的儿子，你要去爱那些忘恩负义的人。
If you want to have the likeness of sons of God or children of God, you need to learn to be kind to those who are unkind or ungrateful.
不要只是去爱那些他善待你的那些人。
Do not only show kindness or love to those who are kind or loving towards you.
那么下面还有一件事情，那就更明显了。
And the next one is even more, even makes the points more clear.
顺服自己的丈夫。
Be subject to their husband.
这个原因就是在以弗所书第五章那里讲得很清楚。
The reason for this teaching is very clearly explained in Ephesians chapter 5.
所以请弟兄姊妹们回去看以弗所书五章二十二节到二十四节。
So we ask brothers and sisters to go home and read Ephesians chapter 5 verses 22 through 24.
对姊妹们来讲，特别是今天的姊妹们，这不是一个容易学的功课。
To the sisters, and especially women in today's society, this is not an easy lesson.
但是亲爱的姊妹们，请相信我，这虽然是一个不容易学的功课，但是这是一个智慧的功课。
Dear sisters, believe me when I say that, yes, while this is a difficult lesson, it is a lesson, once you learn it, it is a lesson of wisdom.
因为你学了这个功课之后，你就会得到好的效果。
Because if you have learned this lesson, you will reap the good result.
你爱丈夫，你的丈夫，你顺服丈夫，你丈夫必然会更爱你。
If you learn to subject or submit yourself to your husband, then your husband will only love you more.
当然，这个会有例外。
Of course, there are always exceptions.
有些丈夫，你越顺服他，他越骑在你的头上。
There are some husbands out there, the more you submit to them, the more they want to rule over you.
那你就要埋怨自己，为什么选的这么个丈夫。
Then you have to,
你知道吗？
Then you have to blame yourself. Why did you pick a man like that?
你不要怪神了，神没有跟你选呢，是你选的。
You can't blame God on this one because God didn't pick the man for you. You picked him yourself.
你选了这么个丈夫，你就要学习怎么样子跟这个丈夫来一同生活。
You picked this man to be your husband, and since that was your choice, then you need to learn how to live with such a man.
请相信我，你假如真正的愿意学这个功课的话，你一定会得到好的效果。
Believe me when I tell you that if you're willing to learn this lesson, you will reap the good result.
除非你的丈夫是个无心的人，否则迟早他要被你的爱所感动。
Of course, unless your husband is a heartless man, otherwise he will be moved by your behavior and your love towards him.
另外这样子的功课是一个美的一个功课。
And additionally, this lesson, once learned, is a beautiful lesson.
因为这样子的生活见证神荣美的设计。
Because a life that is lived in submission fulfills and conforms to the design of God.
因为夫妻相处，丈夫做头是神的设计。
Within the relationship of the husband and the wife, God's design is for the husband to be the head.
那我们自己应该要学习怎么样子来成就神的心愿，来彰显他设计的荣美。
And so we ought to purpose in our hearts that we ought to live a life that would fulfill the design of God and for it to be displayed so that the beauty of God's design can be shown forth.
亲爱的姊妹们，我们夫妻的关系，家庭的状况很影响到，特别影响到我们在世人面前的见证。
Brothers and sisters, the relationship and the way we live our lives with our spouse, the marriage, the Christian marriage as it is being displayed for the world to see directly impacts our testimony and directly impacts the way others view God.
你这个家里头夫妻不能够父爱父助这样子啊，和平喜乐的相处，你在世人的眼中没有一点见证。
As a Christian couple, if within the relationship or within the home, there are no display of support and help and care and sacrifices, then in the eyes of an unbelieving world, God's glory is being shamed.
因为这个缘故，那最后的这句话说，免得神的道理被毁谤。
And for that same reason, the end of verse 5 says,So that no one will malign the word of God.
你假如说是啊，这个夫妻不能够和平喜爱的相处的话，人家会讲谁啊？人家会去讲神，他的设计，他的原则是没有道理的。
If a Christian couple cannot live in harmony and cannot live in love and care,Then when others see this marriage, who would they blame? They will blame God. They will say God's design is improper and God's ways are not the right ways.
不管你的圣经有多熟，不管你的神学有多高明，别人不愿意听你的话。
Regardless of how much you know the scripture, regardless howWhile you are trained in theology, nobody will want to hear anything that you have to say.
因为你是个只能说不能做的一个人。
Because you are a person who can only preach, but you cannot live the life.
因此上，你在人面前所说的话都不能被人家接受，不能被人家尊重。
And so any words you would speak before others are not words that others will respect, or are not words that others will honor.
我们在世人面前的言行，无论怎么样，弟兄姊妹，都要以荣耀神为目的。
The words that we speak and the actions that we conduct, all of it ought to be a testimony and a witnessing before the world.
哥林多前书十章三十一节很清楚地告诉我们这几句话。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 37 tells us very clearly. Chapter 10 verse 31 tells us very clearly.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
你在生活你的最简单的、最必要的这些事情。你都要以荣耀神为目的。
Everything you do in life, even the simplest thing that you do in life, you ought to do it for the glory of God.
你这么大的影响人的这个视听的这么一件事情，就是夫妻的关系。若是你不能够在这件事上荣耀神，你还有什么见证可言
？The marriage, a life that you have.Directly impacts what others see and what others hear. And if within this marriage relationship you cannot even exhibit the proper behavior and a proper testimony, how can you expect that anything else that you do can affect others?
不信的人判断我们所信的真或者假和我们所信的价值并不是按照我们的神学乃是看我们的生活。
Any unbeliever, when they want to come and evaluate Christianity, when they want to evaluate the truth of God, what they based their evaluations on will not be your theology or the words that you say. It will be based on your conduct and the way you live your life.
世人对我们的福音，对神话语的中心的评估，也是根据信徒们生活的情形而定。
One who is evaluating the truth of a Christian faith or to the truthfulness of the Word of God as well as the truthfulness of the Gospel, again, is directly evaluated through the way you live.
没有人听你的福音。
Nobody would care about what you say about the gospel.
假如你在人的面前连跟你的丈夫跟你的妻子都不能够喜爱相处。
If you can't even show any love or harmony amongst your marriage, within your marriage, why would anybody want to hear what you have to say about the gospel?
你跟人家讲,我们的神伟大,有人会相信吗?
When you tell others, God is great, my God is great, why would anybody want to believe that?
神这么伟大,为什么你不听他的话?
Well, if God is so great, why is it that you don't follow his words?
为什么你这个做神儿女的人,活出这样子的生活来?
Why would you, as a child of, who claims to be a child of God, live such a terrible life?
你怎么有脸面? 去在人的面前讲神?
How can you have any standing and any support for you to stand in public and tell others about God?
许多那些丈夫对神一直在抵拒。
There are many husbands who consistently reject God.
也讥笑神的话语的真实。
They would even laugh at the truthfulness of God's words.
主要就是因为 信神的妻子缺乏爱心。
The primary reason is because that believing wife lacks the love that they ought to have for their husband.
在丈夫的面前不肯顺服。
And before their husbands, they are unwilling to submit themselves.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 为着神的荣耀, 为着你丈夫的救恩, 你应该要委屈你自己一点。
And so sisters, for the sake of the salvation of your husband and for the sake of the glory of God, you ought to learn to submit and subjugate yourself to your unbelieving husband.
那我们今天就停止在这里。姊妹们,你们也听得很多了。
We need to stop here today, and I know sisters, you have heard a lot.
假如你们不满意,我欢迎你来在我身上发脾气。If
you're unhappy with the message, I welcome you to come and be angry at me.
不要说,这个圣经不要全相信啊。But
don't tell me that we cannot take the Bible in its entirety and believe everything it says.
师母现在在这里,你问问他,若不是这本圣经, 她恐怕老早就不是师母了。Mrs.
Chu is here today, and I encourage you to ask her. The fact is, if it wasn't for the Word of God, Mrs. Chu today probably won't be Mrs. Chu.
我也不可能有脸面站在这里讲我是侍奉神的。And
I wouldn't dare to stand before you today and claim that I am a man who serves God.
我不是一个好丈夫。I
am not a great... I am not a wonderful husband.
师母也不是个好主妇。
Mrs. Chu is not the best housewife either.
都是神的恩典。
But it is all because of the grace of God.
因为我们都服在神的权柄之下。
Because we all submit ourselves under God's authority.
我们相信神的话都是有道理的。
We both are convinced and believe that God's words are truth.
为着这个缘故, 我们彼此常常忍气吞声。
And because of God's truth and His words, we both would submit ourselves to each other and not necessarily voice our complaints.
也因为这个缘故, 我们结婚51年到今天还能够十分亲爱。
And that is also the reason why after 51 years of marriage, we can still love one another.
在去年, 弟兄姊妹还记得不记得? 我们开这个 庆祝50周年纪念的那个会的时候, 师母从台上下来, 我站起来在她的脸上吻了一下。
Do you remember last year when we had a 50th anniversary celebration at church, and after Mrs. Chu finished her sharing, when it was my turn, I walked up, and when I passed her, I gave her a peck on her cheek.
Oh, 下面弟兄姊妹,哈哈哈哈!
And all the brothers and sisters were just laughing.
我说这有什么稀奇? 家常便饭!
I said, what's so special about that? I do it all the time.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们为你的话感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your words.
都是真理。
Because they are truth.
若是我们听了，就一定得到祝福。
And if we listen to them, and if we follow them, we will receive your blessing.
若是我们不听，我们就要得到我们应得到的结果。
On the contrary, if we reject your words, then we will also have to experience the consequences.
求主让我们每个人都学习在你的主权的面前低头敬拜。
Help us so that we may all first submit before you and bow our heads in worship to you.
相信你的都是好的。
Believing that everything that is from you is good.
你的我们都应该遵守。
If it is from you, then we will obey.
祝福我们中间弟兄姊妹。
Bless the brothers and sisters.
让所有的家庭都是美满的。
Allow all of our families to be a happy and a harmonious and fulfilling family.
在不幸的人面前都有美好的见证。
Before the unbelieving world, may our families be a wonderful testimony for all to see.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们休息三分钟，回来。